When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, 5 o'clock hour, J Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. A little NFL talk. It's preseason games tonight. You got Chicago and Kansas City. And then who else we got, Austin? I know that I just looked at it.
Bengals-Colts.
Ooh.
Boys are ready this time.
Yeah, we'll see how that. We'll see if there's any pour over from practice to the game from Mr. Richardson.
I've been a little discouraged by the Colts in preseason. And then Ted Nguyen with The Athletic says, watch out. Shane Steichen is the guy to unlock Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor together. I'm all the way back in. Boys are fine. We're good.
It'll be interesting, though. I mean, sometimes you can't put a lot of stock into the joint practices, but the fact that Nebraska's own Cam Taylor Britt and a host of other players, Wilson, their linebacker, and a plethora of players were literally ribbing Richardson that he was holding on the ball too long. Then he tried to run it, and then they said, that's all you can do, bro. I will tell you, listen, 250 pounds running a 4.4 coming straight at you, Cam Taylor Britt. Yeah, be careful what you ask for, bro. I know you that like to stick your little nose in there. He'll put you on injury reserve if you kind of, you know, test this gangster. But anyways, other NFL news is the Commanders, I almost called them the Redskins, traded a former first-round pick and a recent first-round pick and a fifth-round pick, Mr. Dotson from Penn State, who I originally thought was going to be a good compliment to Terry McLaurin. But things have changed, especially when Eric Bieniemy was our offensive coordinator. Traded him to, and this very rarely happens, interdivision trade to Philly. And I think they got 2 fifth-round picks back. That means they just wanted you gone.
We don't care.
Yeah. Just give us anything. Just take him.
They had a yard sale for a first-round pick.
Now, this is where you know it's not production, because he had 40-some-odd catches, 518 yards, and 4 TDs last year. So it's not a production. That's not a production. Because if you're picking number two, your offense was garbage. You fired your coach and your offensive coordinator just didn't work. So production was there. And they had a tremendous turnstile quarterback. So it's either a salary cap issue, which he's still on his rookie deal. So that's, and he wasn't a, you know, really a top 10 pick. Or it's a locker room issue. And so, but for him, on the surface, you're probably going to a playoff team.
Yep.
The problem is you're not going to get nearly as many targets as you got last year with the Commanders. And you got beat out by former Nebraska and was it Louisville and Rice, quarterback, receiver, Luke McCaffrey.
Well, I mean, the numbers mean whatever you want the numbers to mean. He's going to go to Philly and he's going to face nickel cornerbacks now.
Yeah, he's going to.
Like, he's getting dime cornerbacks now.
And he's getting the fourth quarter.
In man coverage, yeah. He's getting the worst defensive back on the field. So, from a production standpoint, it's a big difference in seeing cornerback number two.
Yeah.
Like, he's going out there and he's running against a linebacker in motion. Like, he coming in motion.
We can run with him a little bit.
You got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith already there. So, yes, he's wide receiver 3.
But you're option 8.
But you're potentially option 8. How often is Philly going to run 3 receivers?
A lot. No, they will. They'll be an 11 personnel.
In the East.
In that case, I like it. Pretty cheap, all things considered. Yeah. I mean, I know it's, you know, draft picks. They weren't great draft picks necessarily. You know, Washington gets a little bit of boost. Philly takes a flyer on a guy who, like I said, production's been there.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't seem like it was anything that's glaring at the personality.
2.5 catches a game in a
17-game season.
17-game season.
50 catches?
He's got to really clean up in the games that they're beating people bad. that's where, because he's going to want to parlay this opportunity, especially if they go to the playoffs, to a 2 or 3 year contract next year in the offseason.
Is he an overqualified wide receiver three? Is he just a fine wide receiver three? Where does, you know, is this the best big three of receivers in the NFL?
Look,
now?
Somebody in from the sitting here said that this dude wasn't going to be 1A. He wasn't going to be 1A, and I wasn't sure he was going to be number two, especially with who was available in the draft at that time, at that position. And that pressure, that conversation happened in D.C. a lot because those people in D.C. were ready to buy Olave jerseys. They were ready to see even a bad quarterback playing with McCorn.
Hi, mom and dad, by the way.
Right. You know, DP was 100% right about him. I thought he would be a good number two. I felt like his game, you know, because he made a living on, you know, intermediate routes, being physical, 50-50 balls at Penn State. So I figured, hey, look, man, if he can do that, and he's a big guy too, and he ran better than people thought that he would have at the combine. Something he just, I know he battled some, you know, kind of knick-knack injuries early, so that affects the receiver, you know, obviously a lot more than linebacker just because you're sprinting all the time. But he had a good year last year. I think the Commanders are like, okay, this is the first draft of the new regime, new head coach and everything. Let's work him in. He's probably a better blocker than, obviously, or more willing blocker than Dotson. He had a good year last year. Let's sell why the stock is high or higher we perceive it. So a little bit of probably previous regime buyer's remorse, but at the end of the day, you know, it's an investment into their future in Luke McCaffrey. So you got to give him credit that he had to, you know, beat him out in the second preseason game to make
that him expend. That is hilarious to hear somebody say out loud.
Yeah, I snuck it in there the first time.
That a round one receiver got beat up by Luke McCaffrey.
Hey, but listen.
Boy.
Luke McCaffrey, though, at Rice, he did good.
Yeah, but I mean, we knew.
But he's not. I still would have rolled with Dotson and still let Luke McCaffrey. Because I don't think what you got for him now, you couldn't get in the offseason. Yeah. If he had the same production. It'll be interesting.
Like, that is a hardcore boy buy.
Well, I think it more has to do with.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is their first draft. They're choosing.
Well, they're a little mad.
They can't get rid of McLaurin.
They're a little mad.
They probably view Dotson as a. I don't know what they're thinking. I would have kept him. I mean, it would be hard for me to trade.
He didn't know what he was, but he wasn't what you thought he was going to be at the same time.
Right, and plus you gave him in the offseason, you gave him several opportunities to improve his stock, to increase his stock. Didn't do it. You gave him several opportunities to work with him. Imagine that Terry McLaurin doesn't co-sign for you.
There had to be something there because the production was there. It's not like he got into any off-the-field trouble and kind of got himself, you know, cut. I think what they're saying, and this is just from seeing it in various, you know, times in my NFL career, and maybe being, you know, part of the, you know, conversation is there's not much difference between the veteran, and he's a young veteran, and the rookie, and this guy's a first round pick where the expectations are you need to be a dude, and you can be a dude as number two because Philly has two dudes. then we might as well just go with the rookie.
Well, but you can see Luke McCaffrey returning kicks for Washington.
You can see him doing everything.
Right. Like, you can see him being a factor. And if you're going to run it, you're not going to line him up at the 2A, then option route, intermediate receivers, we can see why Luke would be a better choice and an equal choice.
And you can volume him.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, get him in there and match up on a linebacker. He is physical enough, or at least it's shown in at Rice that he can break some tackles. And we know he has speed. So that, you know, so I think it's a in their mind, he's a better all-around player. They mentioned special teams. They mentioned his, you know, blocking ability or willingness to block. That's another little tidbit for you skill players out there. Look, special teams or not, if you're an offensive, you know, receiver, tight end, you better learn how and better invest in blocking. It's not just a exercise that you go through and just waste time until you get some more passes. So but, you know, if I'm McLaurin's – or not McLaurin's, if I'm Dotson's agent, I would say, look, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I would show him. These are – because I'd look at Jerry Jeudy, right, who struggled.
Chris Carter, you know, there are a bunch of guys that didn't get it going their first spot.
But recently, Jerry Jeudy, there's, you know, had a little rough time there in Denver, and then obviously, look, he found a place. You know, multiple guys are able to resurrect their career, and especially you're in a more high-powered offense. And like DP said, he's going against the third cornerback at best, fourth probably is normal because they're going to have a safety or corner or their third corner to go against my man, big number 88, is
Goddard,
because he's a matchup problem. Now, you can't have a corner against him, but then that means you're going to have a different body type going against Dotson if they go three wides and 11 personnel.
Which of these is most likely if Dotson doesn't dominate as wide receiver three? Philly didn't use him, Jalen Hurts missed him, or he's just not that good?
Well, Penn State and any fans will tell you he's good enough.
Well, I know he's good, but
it probably Philly relative didn't use to the him. Level. He's behind the eight ball because he's going to a offense that's a veteran offense. They're established, right? He hasn't been there the whole offseason.
He's a new guy.
There's a game essentially in like 10 days, and there's guys that, even though you're projected to be the number three, aren't going to just roll over. And you got to come in and get some a rapport with Jalen Hurts in a high pressure year. You got to think Kellen Moore is the OC. Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, no matter, I know they're doing the company line, they do not like each other. And also, Jalen Hurts is, oddly enough, being questioned whether he's a franchise quarterback, even though he just re-upped a couple years ago and got a huge contract. So you got to think he's, in the back of his mind, consciously or subconsciously, is going to play to, you know, make sure that he's highlighted. So you better get in there and show your work ethic. And I would, if I was him and if I was his agent, I would keep talking to him about those last four words: blocking and special teams versatility. In that article. Because that'll get you paid, but that'll get you opportunities. If that's the way you got to, that's what you got to do to stick. Eventually, somebody's going to get hurt, and then you get in there and really do what you need to do. It pays off in the future.
Opportunity is good. It's a win-win.
Everybody,
in my mind, you did the thing that you wanted to do if you're Washington, and you found an excuse and you got something back in return. Philly got another exceptional option and opportunity,
right?
But it doesn't mean like they expected him to catch 60 balls.
There is cliff notes in there.
Yeah, because I'm not sure there's I'm not sure there's 60 balls for him to catch in Philly. Because if he does, one, either things have gone remarkably well or terribly bad.
And also, if it's up to his agent, if he's able to produce, say, like two catches a game and he's explosive, now his agent has to go sell that to a team to where he can play, you know, be marketed as a full-time starter. So the emphasis on numbers is more the production and not the numbers. What it looks like. What else are you doing?
Well, what you want from him.
And also, like you said, what has he done that's different, either in the locker room, meeting rooms, classrooms, on the field, that's different than in a positive way? and whatever his weaknesses were in Washington. If he does that, he's going to, I mean, it's not a talent thing. It's not a, you know, he's not too old. He's not like Jerry Rice being 40 years old. He definitely is going to have another opportunity to fulfill some of his potential.
Close to home.
Yeah.
He's close to home.
And that might be all he needs. And oddly enough, DP, whether they're the old Redskins, Washington football team, and now the Commanders, the very few times they actually have traded players and done them a solid. So big shout out to them. Maybe they learned something from Bob Myers coming in there and teaching them how to be championship mentality. So we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.